Michigan drivers are buckling up more than they have in years, according to new data from Michigan State University. A statewide study conducted in May and June of 2025 found that 93.2% of motorists use seatbelts, up from 92% from the previous year and the highest rate since 2019. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning says the improvement shows the impact of ongoing education and enforcement. Director Alicia Sledge noted that seatbelts remain one of the most effective ways to protect both drivers and passengers. Among vehicle types, SUV occupants led in compliance at 95.5%, while pickup drivers trailed at 89.3%. Women also used buckled up more often than men, 95.3% compared to 91.7%. Local usage rates varied across mid-Michigan, with Isabella County topping the list at 97.1%, Genesee County 96.6%, Shiawassee County 96.1%, and Tuscola County 95.9%. Several northern Thumb counties were not included in the results. The researchers say Michigan's seatbelt rate continues to stay above the national average of 91.2, and since the state's primary seatbelt law took effect in 2000, more than 4,600 lives have been saved. And Bay City officials are reviewing a proposed winter emergency response plan aimed at protecting residents during periods of extreme cold and heavy snowfall. The initiative would open designated indoor spaces during the day whenever temperatures dropped into the single digits or when 5 inches or more of snow accumulated within 24 hours, a strategy modeled after Lansing's Code Blue program. City commissioners narrowly voted 5-4 Monday night to send the proposal to staff for additional research on logistics and implementation needs. An Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative is welcoming new U.S. trade agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Argentina, saying the deals could create new export opportunities for dairy producers, including those in Michigan. The agreements aim to reduce trade barriers, eliminate certain tariffs on products such as milk, powders, and whey, and allow limited tariff-free cheese exports to Argentina. They also included commitments to science-based food safety standards and protections for common cheese names. Edge leaders say expanded access to Central and South American markets is important for dairy farmers across the Midwest. For Michigan producers who rely heavily on export markets to move milk and dairy products, the agreements could help support demand and long-term industry stability. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Gardy.